coming up next here on Curveballs, I am going to be joined in the studio by my second live guests of the night, the Albino Pitches.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Hasn't gone echoey in here all of a sudden. You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM with me, Nick Field. That was the Albino Pitches and Gimme the Night. And it pleases me to say that the Albino Pitches join me in the studio now. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good evening.
My goodness, sir. I'm just fiddling with the controls here, people. This is live radio where I keep having to do stuff like this. Right, I think I can hear myself a little bit better, and we should be able to hear all the band as well. So, welcome to Phoenix FM Albino Peaches. Please introduce yourselves to our listeners.
I'm Dan.
My name's Wesley.
I'm Tommy.
Rightio. And is that all of you in the Albino Peaches? There aren't.
No, just the three.
It's just the three of you, right? I've just had one where apparently there's a bunch of other band members who are miles away. So
we're all here in body, probably not in mind, but in body we're
okay. Well, body will do for now. Right, I'm going to start with you, Daniel, because of course you were a guest here on Curveballs way back in June 2012.
Jesus Christ. A long time ago.
Yes. Yes, since then you've grown a few band members by the looks of it.
I have, yeah. I've lost a few as well in that time, but yeah.
Rightio. So, I suppose you better tell us, how did the Albino Peaches get together and how long ago?
We all got together kind of around the same time I came in here, really. I moved down the same year, came and did some stuff with you. Then later on, I was in an acoustic show in Harlow, and I met Tommy, who drums with us. I met him, and eventually met Wes through a friend of a friend. And we, like, eventually, when the time was right, all got together, started rehearsing, and then just went from there, really.
Yeah, we spoke about it for about 6 months. I swear it was about 6 months.
Rightio, and the other thing we should ask is, where does the name Albino Peaches come from?
Oh, that's a question.
We just wanted something 60s sounding, really. We've kind of like, it was more of a visual thing than a name, weren't really important. I think a name with a band's very much kind of the most useless part of the band, but you sort of need one as an identity. But I don't know, we just wanted something kind of old school sounding. When we first started out, it had quite like a 60s 50s 60s rock and roll kind of sound, and you know, we just thought it was quite quirky and cool, and we googled it and nothing else came up. So
I was literally about to say, it's a big bonus, big bonus when you google it and nothing comes up. You're like, nice.
Apart from that, there's an albino python called Peaches, and that's all I got, and that was it. I thought that's quite cool, that'll do.
You're sharing the internet with an albino python called Peaches. That's an achievement in itself, I think.
I think it's up there, man. It's definitely up there.
Rightio, good stuff. Well, if names aren't that important in bands, then one thing that is definitely important is the sound that you make. And I think what we should do is we should listen to you making some sound, because you're going to play a few tracks for us tonight. What are you going to play first?
We're going to do... Let's do Memphis. Let's kick things off sharp.
Rightio. Tommy's just walking over to his drum kit now.
It's in a corner.
But it probably won't sound like it is in a moment.
Okay, we're gonna do a song called Memphis.
Take it away.
Into my eyes, say I'm heaven sent, and you're my baby. lunatic, felt bad, I mean.
Thank you
very much.
That's what I'm here for. That is the sound of the Albino Peaches here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was entitled Memphis. And Stuart, who joins us online from Hertfordshire, says his foot is tapping. So
nice.
So yes, I think it's fair to say that it's doing as intended. And all the better for it. So, who would you describe as being your main influences as the Albino Pitches?
Myself.
That's as good an answer as any.
That's really difficult.
We all have our own influences. It's what makes us so great is we all bring something different, like more different than most bands. We share a lot of influences, but we have a lot of individual influences as musicians. And it sort of brings the sound together.
It's really strange because the age difference between me and Tommy is like 10 years. So, but even though I'm 27, I'm still like stuck in the 60s, like massively. So like my main thing's like the 50s and 60s kind of thing, and sort of touching the 70s and some like modern bands, but there's some really good new, I think, new music wise there's loads of decent underground bands, and there's some good stuff out there, but I still listen to a lot of old school stuff, the same as Wes really. So Tommy brings in current
modern
stuff,
and yeah, I suppose,
like, all blends together.
I suppose I've got a little twist and split in. There's a particular era from sort of like 76 through to the early 80s, I suppose, as well, like, you know, the old mod movement and like punk for definite, like 77 was a big year, like, for that particular genre of music. So I suppose you have to add that little part in it. Yeah, I quite like my punk music, so.
Rightio, good stuff. I think you can certainly tell if you've been listening to your music that there's a lot of different influences going on there, and even if you're kind of like singing about certain things like Memphis, but at the same time sounding different from that as well. I think it's very impressive.
Cheers. Cool.
So, good stuff. We'll be finding out a bit more about what you've been up to recently, as well as a few more live tracks. But first of all, let's have a listen to your first musical choice of the evening. What are we going to listen to?
I should have done this before.
Do you want to go at yours?
Yeah, Super Soaker by Kings of Leon.
I want to go.
Right, Super Soaker by Kings of Leon. Right, wish me luck.
This band doesn't like it.
Yeah, my head's in my hands, honestly.
Right, this is going to be emotional, people.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. And when the man opened the first seal, I saw the first horse. The horseman held the bow.
It is the sound of Aphrodite's Child here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled The Four Horsemen. The less said about the track on before that, the better. My guests in the studio tonight are the Albino Peaches. We've heard one track from them live in the studio so far, and we'll be hearing another one very shortly. What sort of things have you been doing? Have you been playing on many gigs recently as Albino Peaches?
Since Christmas, we've been really quiet. We've obviously done the two singles, and then it's kind of been getting ready to get all that released and do some release shows and do a little tour and stuff like that, really. But we had quite relatively busy last year. Towards the end of the last year was just ridiculously busy with trying to get ready for recording and this, that, and the other, and try and fit gigs around. General life was a bit intense, but it's been good. It's been really enjoyable so far.
Yeah, Christmas was supposed to be a little bit of a sabbatical from the gigging situation, but it never worked out. We snuck in the odd little one here and there.
I always do.
Gotta grab it as it comes.
Indeed. I don't know why there's an awkward silence after that, but never mind. Let's fill it with a song, shall we? What track are you going to do for us next?
What should we do? We'll do an oldie. We'll do Lucifer, yeah. This one's an oldish song. It's for anyone that's ever seen it live or heard it on SoundCloud. I know that it's quite hefty, quite heavy. So we're gonna bring it down a little bit.
Right, all that heftiness and heaviness now acousticised. Ladies and gentlemen, the Albino Peaches here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Indeed.
Thank you very much.
That is the sound of the Albino Peaches here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled
Lucifer's Child.
Lucifer's Child. Now, you mentioned this a bit during the last link. What Albino Peach's music is there available for people to have a listen to?
SoundCloud is probably the best way to obtain the last EP, the Memphis EP, and there's two clips of the single, Give Me the Night, and the B-side. However, they will both go up as full songs midnight on Friday. So that'll be your best bet. And then Monday, March the 31st, the single will go out along with the music video on iTunes and Amazon, etc., etc.
Rightio, impressive stuff. So that is where. So that is the date to be looking out for new Albino Peaches material. Good stuff. While people are writing that in their diaries, let's listen to another musical choice. Now, you're going to have to come to a conclusion quickly on this, gents.
Joint choice of mine and Dan's, A Forest by The Cure.
Good choice. Tell us about what The Cure mean to you.
I don't know. Childhood. Early band I used to listen to. I like Robert Smith a lot. Quite an enigma. It's quite inspiring as a front man. It's like, as a young person who felt quite different, I suppose you felt a little bit of closeness towards him as he was very out there.
My missus got me into The Cure. Like, massive, like, my missus is, for me, getting into any sort of music, she's, like, got me out of the 60s, put it that way, and brought me more up to date. Well, the 80s anyway. I'm getting there. It's a slow progression, but it's my favourite Cure song easily.
Yes, indeed. This is actually the second week in a row that somebody's chosen a Forest by The Cure.
Really?
So yes.
Wow, man.
Yes. So here it is for you all to enjoy again.
Thank you.
It is the sound of The Cure here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that track of theirs was entitled A Forest, and it was chosen for the second week running. It's been a musical choice, this time by my guest tonight, the Albino Peaches. I'm utterly relieved to know that we played the good old fashioned version, not the one that had been condensed and chopped up and edified.
Yeah, they really did make a massacre of it.
Righto.
Got
well. Righto. Okay, so we've talked a bit about releases that you've got coming up. Do you plan on returning to the live scene soon?
We're rehearsing for it. We've got a few. We've got a couple of little local things coming up. We've got a charity event. We're playing for Tommy's dad's birthday on Saturday.
Which, nice.
I know. Which luckily Sunday's a free day. I think it's gonna be a big hangover day Sunday. Then on the 20th of March we're playing at the Harlow Arena. They're doing a charity day up there with the Essex Celebs football team versus the locals, and it's kind of like a big, it's sort of not an all day event. So
I think we're more looking towards the summer, aren't we? Summer, we're starting to get it stacked in.
Yeah. We're just kind of getting ready to. I think we're going to hit the road properly, hopefully by the end of April, beginning of May. But it's all kind of booking things and trying to book tightly as well.
Yes, I can imagine, but the potential's there, I think.
Definitely.
We definitely want to do it.
We want to make a really good live show this time as well, as opposed to doing like what we've seen a lot of local bands do and kind of do things sort of hit and miss. We want to make like a really good live show and take it on the road as a whole, as opposed to just doing a gig here, then 6 weeks later you do a gig there. And we want to like do it full shebang, which is kind of what we're really working towards at the moment, and trying. We've wrote like loads and loads of new material, so we want to try and compile the best of what we had and the best of the new, really, and try and get it all out in one bang.
Rightio. Well, I think that's a good incentive for us to listen to a bit of that shebang and hear you do another track for us. What track are you going to do next?
We're going to do we'll do an acoustic version of Gimme the Night, of the single.
Okay. Coming out as a single very shortly. Take it away, the Albino Peaches.
Too many times. scared of trains. Me and my baby can get out of here.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Cheers.
That was the sound of the Albino Peaches.
We try hard for free Squandywanks.
Well, I think you do rather well for that. That was the Albino Peaches and Gimme the Night, which is being released as a single imminently. Tell us when and where people will be able to get their hands on that.
Monday, 31st of March, iTunes, Amazon, HMV, etc., etc., worldwide, fully, all over the shop.
You'll find it in China.
Excellent. If we have any listeners in China, 31st of March, you know what to do. Right.
Mate, you've got it.
Right. I think we told them good and proper there. Excellent. Let's have a listen to your next musical choice. It's a bit of the Black Crowes. Tell us about this track, Twice as Hard.
I seen him play on Jules Holland when I was a little kid, and I used to be like massively into Stereophonics, and I watched it for the Stereophonics. I really got into him. The guy played a Gibson SG, and a couple of weeks later I bought a Gibson SG, learned to play the tune, and there it is, and here I am now, and that's it really.
Well, I think that's a pretty gone
nailed
good
it.
Testament. Yes, that's the term I was thinking of. And this is the Black Crowes nailing it. It is the sound of the Black Crowes and Twice as Hard here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guests tonight, to the Albino Peaches. And I'm going to dedicate that track to Coach Mahaffey, who's joined us in the chat room, says, Black Crowes, now we rockin'. And I think we are well and truly with you on that, Coach. So, I wonder if that was one of the tracks they played in their 37 song set, which they tend to average at their gigs. Quite probably, yes. That nod from you says it all. Rightio, good stuff. So we've heard a few tracks of yours live. We've heard a few musical choices. What are we going to listen to next? There's been much debate.
Joy Division.
Yeah.
Transmission.
You've been talking about this track a lot in between songs. So tell us about it.
I don't know. It's one of the first songs I ever listened to, and I really realised that I might want to play a bass guitar. I'm surprised. Apart from that, I don't know. It's just one of them songs that I listen to every day for about 6 or 7 years of my life and never got bored of, which to me probably represented that I thought it was a pretty good song. Because most things I listen to for a couple of months and they start to form me a little bit, so it was a goer, who say.
Rightio. Well, let's just hope you're not bored of it yet. Here is Joy Division. It is the sound of Joy Division and Transmission here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that was the final choice of my second batch of guests tonight, the Albino Peaches. Hello, gents.
Hello.
They were totally... You were totally unprepared for that, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Is that looking at me? I was honestly, I wasn't prepared for that at all. I was just having a look at my dirty nails from work today. Terrible.
Righto. I've spent much of the evening admiring just how shiny your guitars are. They sound really good, but they're also really shiny as well.
Got to keep them clean.
You have, and you've done a fine job of that. I can like see my face in that from here. So.
I did it thinking of you.
Oh, well, thank you very much for that. Righty-o. You look like you're about to break into a song from it.
Definitely.
Should we do one more song before you go?
One more for bed.
Righty-o. And what track are we going to hear?
We're going to do another oldie off the last EP called Home. This one's another toe tapper.
That's literally gears, like, just before everyone goes to bed, everyone's going to get their toes tapping.
Yep. So, bedtime exercise.
Indeed, just the way we like it. Get our toes tapping, Albino Peaches.
Take me home. Useless in many ways. Won't you take me back to the glory days? And I was such a child. I'm coming home. And I I'm coming home.
That is the sound of the Albino Peaches and Home live here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. So, where is the place that people can go to find out more about the Albino Peaches?
Twitter, at Albino Peaches. Just search the Albino Peach on Facebook. And we're getting down with the kids. We've got an Instagram account as well, which is at Albino Peaches. So you can see his ugly mugs on there.
Rightio, good stuff. And tell us when people will be able to get their hands on the new single.
March the 31st, it will be fully available for everyone.
Righty-o, and that'll be Gimme the Night, which we heard earlier.
Yeah.
Excellent. And finally, two things. When can people next see you live?
March the 20th at Harlow Arena. We're going to be doing, there's a charity event on down there. We're going to be down there all day, meeting and greeting and doing bits and bobs.
It's going to be a big one. It's going to be a few sort of like Essex stars there and stuff, charity football match and that, so.
I think they sold like just over 2,000 tickets already for it.
Blimey.
So, and it's also a really good cause as well, so that's like more important for us than anything, you know.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great day. So, yes, I hope you have a good one with that. And finally, if you have any shout-outs, do make them known.
I ain't got any.
Don't make shout-outs.
No, don't do that typical American thing where we all have to thank God and stuff. So.
Oh, thank God. God's cool. And Bieber. Justin Bieber, man.
No, we won't thank Justin Bieber. nor will we thank King Leon either.
Righto. Well, to everybody who's listening, I hope you have enjoyed this particular interview.
Actually, yeah, we'll give a shout out to all the people that listen to this show, that listen to new music and support unsigned bands, because they're the reason that we probably do what we do.
Yeah, fair cop, man.
Yeah.
Very well said there, sir. You can find the Albino Peaches on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and their new single "Give Me the Night" will be out on March the 31st. I think it's safe to say that the future very much starts here. Albino Peaches, thank you very much.
Cheers, man.
Thank you very much for having us.
Bye bye.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.